Let's get underway. We have a quorum here so we can do business. Those of you who are visiting, good to have you. I think we'll forego introductions unless somebody feels like we need them. Anybody in here you don't know? Excellent. Oh, you have introductions on the agenda anyway. Are you good?
I'm good.
Okay. Nicole doesn't need them. I don't think we do either. Let's begin by approving the minutes. Has everyone had a chance to review those? Any corrections? Or seeing none, I'll move. I'll call for a motion to approve. I think I heard three of them. Second?
Second.
Moved and second that we approve the minutes of March 16, 2016 meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Moving to our JPAC report. Ken, thanks so much for representing us there.
This is a quick report because they did not have a meeting.
Well,
best kind.
Thanks anyway.
There's the report.
Next JPAC meeting is in June.
No, May.
May 6th.
Sorry.
Friday.
Let me look quick. Sorry. First week of May. May 5th in Utah County.
St. Good Mile. Huh?
Nice. Moving to our Unified Transportation Planning Program and Myron Lee.
So I emailed this out to this group yesterday. We've just completed a first draft of our Unified Planning Work Program in conjunction with the Federal Highway Administration. We need to put together our work program every year, which spells out our budget for the coming year, and it also spells out some of the work that we're anticipating to do in the new year. I've got a summary, and let me pass the summary out. There's going to be plenty, Zach, there to hand the backfill here. But just briefly, to let you know where the MPO has been over the last year and then where we're going in the new year. Over the last year, we've been able to complete our 2015 to 2040 long-range plan, and then we use that plan to upload into the statewide unified transportation plan. I have some unified transportation plans here today. I've come before with not enough. So if anybody wants one of these, go ahead and take them. You can pass however many you want, either way. We've also been able to go through our transportation improvement program, our TIP. This last year, we voted as a governing body to fund some projects in St. George and in Washington cities. We also are seeing the construction right now of Old Highway 91 in Ivins and Santa Clara. That project's underway and coming along. We're also seeing some movement on the widening of I-15 north of St. George with the Malt Drive underpass and a river road widening project, all of which were on our TIP at one point. Some of them we've changed the funding sources out and switched things around, but they're all moving forward.
Mayor, is that giant hole where that old kind of mini golf course, well, is that part of that underpass?
Yeah. It'll be affected by it. You're talking about,
Is that what they're doing down there now?
Is the work they're doing there a part of that project?
Technically it is because it's drainage. We're doing that ahead of time.
They're fixing the drainage pipe that's going through there, and they would eventually come through. That's where the underpass would go to get between Red Cliffs Drive and Red Hills Parkway.
Well, I'm glad I can report that to my wife because she says, "Well, you ought to know what's going on. You're a commissioner."
Tell me about it.
Just for your information, I got an email this morning that they've given the notice award to Walter Brothers Construction.
Oh.
So it has been awarded.
So that's a full-blown overpass, right? You're building bridges there.
It's an underpass.
Underpass.
It's not an interchange, just an underpass.
Yeah.
At this point, just underpass.
It's more like a tunnel.
Are you going to...
So it won't affect the freeway above it?
No. The freeway will be wide for three lanes.
They're not going to put bridges there. There's only a tunnel.
So you're basically boring under that or cutting under that? Well, that'll be fun to watch.
I can't wait for that to be done.
Okay, sorry.
Cheyenne's pretty excited,
bring,
too.
Bring your shovel, Mayor.
So,
like a minor to you.
Other accomplishments. So on the tip, we also this year programmed the Merrill Road project for 2020. We will in the coming months see a proposal come to us from Washington City to move that up. Instead of building in 2020, they want to do it in 2017, and we think that we can accommodate that with our cash flow. We also programmed some money to the River Road widening from 1450 South to Riverside Drive, with a widening of that bridge through there. There's a lot of development going on down there, and the traffic continues to build up as the development in the Little Valley area continues to move forward. Our TIP process, to program additional funds and to look at that, we'll proceed as typical in November, December, January of this coming fiscal year. And just a preliminary note, it looks like we're going to have, instead of $2.2 million worth of funds to program this year, we're going to have closer to $4
million.
Just as a one-time thing, we've worked diligently over the last month to correct some accounting deficiencies, and we've identified an additional $800,000 plus the new transportation bill, the FAST Act, has increased the money that we have to program. It'll be a one-time thing. In years after that, we'll go back to the 2.2 to 2.4 million. But this year we'll be able to be a little more generous with that money. Over the last year, again, we have commissioned two transit studies, one looking at a transit line between St. George and Springdale for commuters, kind of a job thing, and we're not ignoring the potential tourist riders that would be on that line. We've also commissioned a study to look at the St. George transit system and see how we could do better with the resources that we've got that are going to that. Both of those studies are about halfway finished. Fred can speak to that if we have any questions. We were able to, in this last year, put together a transportation expo that attracted over 600 people. We talked about that in the last 2 months. And again, we've been able to correct some accounting deficiencies and get our funds squared around where they need to go.
Specifically, what are you talking about when you say that?
The state stopped programming small urban flex monies to the MPOs back in 2014. And we had about $800,000 that we had not expended or programmed. In asking why those monies, but because they quit programming them to the MPO in 2014, we still had monies on the book in 2015. So we started asking the question, why and where did that come from? And recognized that there was an $800,000 balance that had not been programmed. So we're able to program that money now.
I got a place to put it.
We'll be talking about that in November, getting your application together. The way that money is programmed, again, is it goes through the advisory committee in November. We do a call for projects in October. We take a look at them in November. We make a decision in December where the advisory committee makes a decision in December where they want that money to go. And then in January, that request or recommendation from the advisory committee comes to this body for your approval or review. So there's a process. We can't just spend it on Myron Lee's salary increase. I wish we could, but we can't. And then this last year, we've done a fair amount of work on analyzing the Northern Corridor and trying to figure out how to help the BLM understand our plight as transportation planners in trying to get traffic congestion in our community held to a minimum. That was a very involved process that took a lot of man hours. For the coming year, again, in our unified work program and our objectives, we plan to continue doing more of the same. It looks like at this point that in July we'll have about $150,000 that we can spend very quickly within the next fiscal year for planning-related studies. In the past, those planning-related studies, we did a long-range transportation plan for Santa Clara. We did one for Ivins. We worked with St. George to update theirs. We would like in the coming years to work with Tokerville, Hurricane, and some of the other communities within the MPO where the transportation, long-range transportation plans could be updated and improved. And so we have that pot of money that we can program and spend very quickly within the next year. I talked about the TIP monies that we'll be programming in November, and there's a lot of things coming at us, and we're very excited to have this work program put together. We're submitting that for your approval, and then we will submit that back to Federal Highways for their approval, and then that will start our work program beginning July 1st of this year. The advisory committee has not been able to look this over just yet and make their recommendation, but we anticipate that we'll be able to do that at our May meeting.
That's it. Any questions for Myra?
Can I just add the subject of signal connectivity?
I missed that. Yeah, I missed that. Thank you, Arthur. We have been programming in our TIP process $150,000 a year toward ITS upgrades for upgrading communication between signals and traffic operation centers. We have money this year that we're going to try to get the communications plan updated so that it would be able to give us a priority list of what projects we should be working on for our with those $150,000 that we've been programming per year.
And how far does that go?
$150,000. Art,
it goes quite a ways.
You can answer that.
Yeah. So you have the signals themselves, which that's pretty expensive infrastructure, but putting the connectivity infrastructure on those signals, and we can buy a lot of little gadgets with that money, and it's very impactful on what we can do. So we're trying to work with UDOT to get connectivity all the way from St. George clear through Hurricane and the Birkin, and we need to get that master plan done, the ITS master plan, so that we can move forward with those projects.
What exactly does that accomplish? I mean, when you say connectivity, are we talking about programs so that somebody's going the speed limit, they can go through all the lights, or what?
Yeah, so you have signal coordination, but then also if something's wrong with the programming and signal, at the traffic operations center, someone can actually go remotely into that signal cabinet and make some tweaks rather than having to go out on site.
We have a satellite traffic operations center in the basement of St. George City Hall, where they can go in and analyze the traffic or the signal operations from that location. They don't have to go out on site. They can see it there. Everything they can see there can be seen up in Salt Lake. But we haven't connected in yet some of the signals along State Route 9 and some of the signals in Washington City, and those need to be connected in, and that money is designed to do that, but we don't have a priority list at this point that shows where we ought to spend the money first.
I see.
And so that's kind of the effort.
What it also does, it allows our folks in the TOC to adjust the timing on the signals. if you have a major event like the Washington County Fair or something like that going on, that they can adjust the timing on those signals depending on the amount of traffic on each lane.
So you guys could fix the red light I hit 100% of the time on Bluff Street for me? Good.
Talk about the movie The Italian, but that's different.
Thank you, Myron.
Myron, so, one other thing we can add. On your short-range planning, on your work objective summary, third bullet, emphasize traffic safety and safety factors. Can we add zero fatalities in there? So that's one of UDOT's prime focuses.
I can make that change, yes. Thank you.
Are there any questions for Fred, too, since we touched on the transportation studies? Fred, anything you want to add to that?
We're meeting with the working on St. George tomorrow. They're going to present some initial thoughts. You know, the public meeting on May the 25th to gain feedback. They're going to be scheduled to brief. We're hoping to get to this body briefly while they're cycling in May. We'll see if that can be scheduled so they can just present those initial plans.
Is that on the one within St. George?
Yeah, there's.
Mm-hmm. What about the other one?
I haven't got an update on that one. Myron, are you?
Yeah, I have a report right here.
You say they're half done. What does that represent in terms of time complete?
This team has done an amazing job of analyzing where it's at right now, and that's where they're at. They finished the local analysis and
now online survey
on how to improve it. Yeah, the onboard surveys have been completed, the online surveys have been completed, and the on-the-ground surveys have been completed. So they actually know more about the transit system than I do after 3 years of trying to analyze it.
Okay.
So on the other transit study, the one looking at the line from St. George to Springdale, in February, the consultants were here, and they conducted three public meetings in St. George, Hurricane, and Springdale. And they also attended our Transportation Expo and had some surveys there and talked to a lot of people. In March, they put together technical memo number one that includes a review of the existing services, the demographics that it serves, the land uses that it serves, and reviews the unmet needs that exist along that line. And in April, they're actually going to start looking at alternatives to meet those unmet needs, and then they will bring that in report form back to this body to help inform all of us what it would take to get a transit service out to Springdale financially, governance-wise, and also public support. And we anticipate that report will come to us in about June or July of this year. But again, they spent January and February doing a lot of research. They spent March putting that research together into a technical memo, and now they're analyzing how they can address those needs.
We'll move on.
Mayor, it would help if we had a motion to approve the work program based on the recommendations of the advisory committee.
We can do that. We won't move on.
I'll move.
Okay, there's a motion. Second. Moved and seconded that we approve the Unified Planning Work Program for 2017. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? I didn't read it. I guess it's okay, right? Local option sales tax. Before we get into a general discussion about this, where do the cities stand on this in terms of councils passing resolutions to the county commission to put it on the ballot?
Santa Clara passed it last week.
Passed it. So did Ivins a couple of weeks ago.
We haven't yet, but we will be taking it up probably in our next meeting.
Do you anticipate it's going to pass?
Jimmy? Probably.
Probably is good enough.
I think it will. It was unanimous last time.
Okay.
Leeds ran into opposition with people really grabbing on to the idea that money had been rerouted from transportation to water.
But it was once transportation, or it was once water.
They didn't care.
I know.
Facts don't matter, huh, sometimes.
It was my fault that our town voted against.
Even putting it on the ballot. Okay.
But we're just...
Yeah, so the majority looks like are on board with at least supporting the county commission putting it on the ballot.
Yeah. Except brought Alan here, so
Tocqueville.
I would
be
the only one.
Well, we did it last year, but I think the commissioners are hoping we will look at it. You know,
they want them to do it again because originally the working didn't pass it, but I wasn't at the last meeting where we were supposed to take it back to the council and try and get some support.
Yeah, we wanted them again, and we wanted
a non-election year, mayhem.
Okay. New resolutions.
It's a freebie this year, so but I think that the county commission's entitled to seek for city support before they put it on the ballot.
I think, you know, one thing we're going to need to look at is how it's going to be promoted and all that. From my understanding, once it gets, we say it's going to go on the ballot, why then you can't spend any tax or any city resources or anything to promote it. So once we have the request, why, we need something like that to, and if you have it on your city agendas, why, I think that'll get the discussion going. But I, you know, once those requests are given to the commission, I think maybe that would generate some more more activity, some more education time. But we don't necessarily have, we don't want to put it on until we get closer to the election so that you'd have time to promote it more.
When does that actually have to happen? Is that in August?
No. I'd anticipate we'd be putting it on at the November. We could put it on at either primary or November. I would just anticipate November, but
I would think November.
So when I talk to our election staff, we have to let her know by about the first part of September so she can get everything programmed and everything.
For the November one?
For the November elections.
So is there some official action that triggers us not being able to discuss it?
You can always discuss it. You just can't lobby for it. After it's been notified or that's going to be on the ballot.
So that's the date I'm asking about. Up till then, we can write articles about
September.
It.
No,
as mayors, you can write articles.
Personally.
Yeah.
You just can't spend city or county resources.
So like Cameron couldn't write an article during his time at work that would go into the newspaper.
But you could,
but Cameron,
as Chris Hart Mayor Hart, you can write whatever you want. You just don't do it on a city computer.
But Cameron could, with a city computer, inform the council and the mayor and even the voters what
here's what it would mean.
Projects would
you
would
can
mean
get information or, out there. It's just got to be
right.
Yep.
And again, as the MPO has looked at it over the, in our long range plan, if we have funding coming to transportation, we can reduce our congestion, and I think I published those hours, but it was something like with existing funding, we can reduce the, if we don't build anything, we'll have 45,000 hours a day of traffic delays. If we build what we have funding for today, we can reduce it down to 19,000 hours of delay per day. And this is a 2040 congestion. If we have the additional funding that is being proposed with the local option tax, it would reduce that down further to 10,000 hours of traffic delay per day in 2040. Today, we have 2,200 hours of traffic delay per day. And by 2040, we expect our population to grow at 3.5% per year, and would create that additional traffic delay. So we're thinking that the 10,000 hours of traffic delay per day, with the additional funding that we would put toward transportation with the passage of this tax, would I mean, that's fairly significant. It reduces your congestion by basically half what it would otherwise.
But it's still going to go up.
It's still going to go, well, so the bad news is that congestion will never be better. But we can hold it where it's at with additional funds.
As I recall, Myron, as we were doing some of this long-term planning last year, was it last year?
Yeah, January of 15.
We were counting on a certain amount of increased revenue towards transportation, were we not?
Yes.
We were counting on something from the state, which we got by the increase in the gas tax, right?
Yes.
But we were really counting on something else like this.
Yeah, this was written into it, as yes. I recall.
It was. Yeah. And we had the discussion, you know, do we want to say there's going to be that revenue, yes or no? And yeah. As we talked amongst this group, we said if we don't have it in a dedicated tax, we'll find a way to get there. And so we went ahead as planners and took that funding assumption to put together our long-range plan to hold congestions at a constant and not have to go up significantly.
Now this tax all stays locally. The state doesn't get any of that.
That's right.
Correct?
It's a local option.
Yeah.
And
so that's, you know, something you tell your people, at least the juggling they did up at the state with the water and the tax and the transportation stuff doesn't impact us.
Well, the argument they put forward, though, is that they can take away elsewhere now that the local option is there. I mean, the money specific can't get rerouted, but other highway funds could be to kind of offset the benefit of the increased revenue.
That won't help local government. That won't help the local governments. It helps the state.
That's right.
Yeah, it feels pretty important to me.
Five times as much, just don't do it.
There's not a lot of weight on the
mass
right now.
No. And that's the thing, some of the smaller towns I can understand, you know, you probably don't see the same need or benefit, but when you do come to St. George, Washington, or even Hurricane, you know, you'll feel it, Ivans.
So Mayor Pike had, I think, one of the best ideas I've heard in terms of I won't call it promoting this, but explaining this. And you're moving forward with that study, if you will, in your own city, right, as to what would or would not, the projects that would or would not be able to be done.
That's what we've That's what we've charged our public works director to do. Come up with the list. Here are the things that we would do with the extra, quarter cent, and including transit. Because if you have transit, and several of us do, and a couple more will, I think, that either the county gets to that transit piece, which I think is that 0.10?
Point.
Right. Yeah, and so you either get that or the county gets it.
The county.
They prefer the county. but if you want, if you're Ivans, Washington, or Santa Clara now, I think you probably would like to have a little bit of transit money. And so, you know, and for us, with this study Fred's doing right now, I mean, it's looking at existing resources, but I can tell you, again, I know you all probably hear it, but people would like to have more bus routes, and we just can't do it. We have some unused matching funds, don't we, Fred? Federal funds that we're not using.
That's correct.
And so,
match for it.
So this would help us do that. So anyway, I think it's those are the kinds of things, Mayor, that we need to just lay out and say, here's what it would mean. And if we don't, then for the most part, it's kind of as is, you know. But, you know, we may do some of those things, but it's just going to take us longer. And also even some of the surfaces, you know, we may do less chip and seal and a little more H5. Mm-hmm. For bikers and stuff that hate chip and seal, and we're like, well, yeah, but you got to make it all pencil.
Yeah.
So some of it, that's what we're working on.
And those are all those are factual things. Things like projected congestion increase and projects that are either going to happen or not going to happen in the cities. That's not promotion. Yeah. That's simply explanation.
Yeah.
And that could be done right till the last day.
There's going to be a public study done here shortly. Then they've offered to put this on that study as they
make the inquiry, so.
The conservancy district?
Yeah.
So I asked about that, and